everything goes through your mind of what really happened on that day. Did he know what was going on? Had he seen the bomber? Was he suspicious? Was anything said before it happened? And everybody remembers it so differently, of hearing a noise or there being no noise and then hearing screams and seeing bodies, and we just don't know.
How have the last 10 years been? I mean, they say time heals, but I can't even imagine that time would heal in this situation.
No, time definitely doesn't heal. I think we've learned to live with it, to be able to carry on our lives. We definitely run our lives now in a very different way. For me, I miss more about David now than even then, although we still live together and we're still so young. Now I'm grown up and I've got my own family and I've got my children, and I'm never going to... the realisation I will never have those nieces and nephews, and I can't just pop round to my brothers and they won't have cousins, and try to understand who David would have been and what would he have had. Would he have had children by now? Would he be married? Have I missed going to his wedding? Did he miss coming to mine? All those things of when you grow up realising that your life is going to be different than it was ever intended to be. You'll never be what it should have been, and I'll never have all those brother-sisterly things that we should have had and discussions that we should have had.
I imagine as well, you know, when you see last week the terror attack in Tunisia, that must really bring it back home to you again.
Oh, it's horrific to realise that not only did these people get on a train and blow up my brother and all those other innocent people for no reason whatsoever, but there are still people out there doing it every day and every week and not be able to do anything about it, and it's achieved nothing. We're 10 years on. ISIS is bigger than it's ever been. They're doing more attacks now than they've ever done. You could be anywhere. It's easy for us to say now, oh, let's avoid Tunisia, let's avoid, you know, other places where things have happened. But David was in London, he was going to work, he was doing his everyday things. This can happen to us anywhere and has achieved nothing. We are 10 years on. We still don't know what was the reason. Why? What did it achieve? It's achieved nothing other than heartbreak.
And does that make you, obviously, a mum now, does it put you on edge knowing that it can happen
anytime, anywhere?
Yeah, it scares the life out of me, knowing that, you know, you think you're protecting your children, and when you talk to my dad and he'll say, I wish I'd been there, I wish there was something I could do, or it was him, not me. And the fact is that you can be going to work on the train, going about your own business on a beach, having a holiday, thinking that you are living for the moment, and some lunatic who has been brainwashed into, I don't even know what they believe, that they think that going killing people is going to achieve something. They've achieved nothing. And how do I protect my children from that? How do we protect our families from somebody who, they're just going out there to destroy life for no reason?
In terms of, obviously, you're in London, it must feel very, as you said, surreal to be there. What is going to be happening? Are you involved in any of the memorial events taking place there?
Yeah, we've already been this morning up to Edgware Road in preparation, and it's the most eerie place now when you come through on the tube and you go on the journey that David would have been on, and it's surreal knowing that's where he was, that's where he was stood, and that's the last place he ever saw, and that's the last thing he ever did, and it could happen to any of us at any time. It's really scary.
How important is it that the country does pause and remember what happened to those 52 people?
It's the most important thing, that people stand still and not just pay their respects to those people that died on that day, but people who are continuing to be killed all over the world for no reason. We have to show ISIS, or anybody who is thinking of getting involved or thinking of going to run over there, that they are not defeating us, and we all stand together, and that the whole country is behind defeating these people that just want to cause destruction. And whilst they've destroyed the lives of those people that they've killed, they are not stopping the country and the world from moving forward.